Hassan Bazil woke up last Tuesday morning to a text from his best friend from Pakistan, who told him the news.
His name is Farhan. He's an exchange student in Chicago right now, but he's from Peshawar, same district where this thing happened. I called him and he was crying on phone. Then he told me that he actually knew a lot of people and they died in that attack.
Hassan was in his host home in the Mendenhall Valley, but he instantly felt connected more than 6,000 miles away.
Then I talked to my mom, and she was crying so hard. It was like the first time she was crying on phone. After like 4 or 5 months, I came to America. She was crying. She was like, a lot of parents just lost their kids, and it was pretty hard for all of us.
Back in his hometown in Talagang, Hassan didn't live in fear of the Taliban.
We are the victims of terrorism. A lot of attacks happened in Pakistan, like suicide bombing and stuff. But they never killed innocent kids who just went to school and then never came back.
At home, Hassan attends a private military school, just like the one where the shooting occurred. The Taliban's attack of the school was an assault on Pakistan's military. But Hassan says many students come from civilian families. Hassan felt helpless being so far away from his family and country. So he and other Pakistani exchange students in the U.S. decided the best thing they could do is make people aware of what happened.
I just took some ribbons and stuff, and I went to my school. Then I shared those black ribbons, and everyone wore them. And it was like, this showed that we all know that what's going on in Pakistan.
People around the world wore black bands of ribbon around their wrists and arms to show support for those affected by the school shooting in Pakistan.
That's the thing which made me feel good, that I could do something and I did.
Hassan's host father, Dave Ringel, says having Hassan around has made the faraway tragedy more personal.
When I talked to Hassan and realized, you know, he was connected to people who were directly affected by the massacre, that just puts a different spin on it.
Since being in Juneau, Hassan has given several presentations on Pakistan. He wants his peers and host family to know what he eats at home. Often it's curry with rice and flatbread. He's worn a traditional shalwar kameez, which is a long shirt and loose pants, to school a few times. Host mother Valerie Ringel says Hassan has taught her there's so much more to Pakistan than the conflict.
We think of Pakistan as this war-torn country that has all this violence and stuff because that's what we hear about in the news. We don't hear about the good things. And having met Hassan, I've learned about some really, really amazing inventors and intellectual feats that have been accomplished by Pakistani natives.
Hassan says he feels lucky to be in the U.S. to represent Pakistan.
I feel really good that I'm here so I can give a better image of Pakistan, my people. I can tell my peers in America that what do we want? We want peace.
Hassan says a lot of people he's met in Juneau don't even know where Pakistan is. Now, more people do. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.